I'm going to Psalm 109 this morning. It's our psalm for the day. And as I read it through it, I thought, woo, how am I going to share on this? But I got to the next to the last verse. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. And this makes great sense in the context of the whole psalm, because it gives us hope no matter how bad it is. No matter what's going on, we can always come to the same conclusion as David did. The most important thing is let's greatly praise the Lord. In verse 1 to 5, David complains about his enemies. He's going through a really rough time, and he appeals to God. In verses 6 through 20, he foretells of their destruction and what's going to happen to them. In 21 through 29, he prays that God would succor him in his low condition. It's okay. Sometimes we get low. All we have to do is ask God to succor us or help us make it through the trial in our life, the rough time. And then he concludes with a joyful hope of deliverance. Matthew Henry says about this psalm, it is the unspeakable comfort of all believers that whoever is against them, God is for them. And to him they may apply as to one pleased to concern himself for them. He really does care about us, and he will take time to be concerned for us and listen to us. David's enemies laughed at him for his devotion, but they could not laugh him out of it. Wow. I think we're coming to a time in our country, especially even over the issue that Pastor Kevin just spoke of. We're coming to a time in our country when things are going to get, there's going to be some lines drawn. Yeah. And we're going to come down on the side of the Word of God. That's it. That's our standard. We have a standard. We have a plumb line. We're going to hold to that plumb line. Isn't that right, Jeannie? Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. I knew she'd say yes. All of us say yes to that. We're going to hold to the plumb line. We're going to hold to God. And I don't care if they laugh at us and say we're old-fashioned or what's wrong with us. Don't we know things are changing, culture has changed, so we should accept new things. No, let them laugh. You cannot laugh me out of my convictions on the Word of God. Amen. And Jesus. And the bottom line is, because of that, I will praise my God who drew the line in my heart. I will praise him for what he's done for me and who he is, just who he is. On the ship, it was very interesting. It was like being on a lake for about 15 days. The water was just absolutely smooth. I mean, it was great. Just a gentle rocking. Nice to put you to sleep. But then we hit some waves. We hit 20-foot waves for about 36 hours. And you couldn't even walk out on the decks. They closed all the doors. And I just knew God was powerful. Because about that time in our daily reading, the last week, we've read about seas, being roaring seas, God's in control of the seas. So that helped me go to sleep. However, I stayed up for quite a while because just in case the captain needed me on the helm to help him. I was helping him. I was praying for him. Believe me, I was praying for him. Them are rocking seas. When the water comes up and covers your window, you think, oh my gosh, yes, Lord. But what did I do? I praised God. In my prayer, I praised him for his deliverance and the fact that he owns the seas and he controls them. So let our mouths be full of praise this morning for him, for who he is. And let's stand and let's say this in King James together. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. And let's do the message too, okay? My mouth full of great praise for God. I'm singing his hallelujahs surrounded by crowds.